several key elements in achieving SDG 11. First of all, as many of you acknowledged before, reaching the SDG 11 is about very cross-sectorial approach to several actual SDGs at the local level. This is a key element that from the governmental perspective needs to be taken into account. We need to build capacities for the local governance, for the local communities to achieve SDGs in parallel or in cooperation with the local authorities. So it's not about doing something instead of the authorities or for the authorities, but helping them getting in line with nationwide policies, giving them the tools for that. What we did in our case in the past 2 years was, first of all, to build the capacities of our agencies for regional development. Those are the agencies through which we channel expertise, funds, and support schemes for the local authorities. That's an important element. Second element that we did for the local communities to build better and more sustainable policies was to give more to give them more financial sustainability. So a year and a half ago, we allocated 100% of the road taxes that was collected before to the center of the government, like 50% to the center of the government and 50% to the local authorities. Now all taxes for the roads remain in the possession and management of the local authorities, so they would know better how to use those funds for the infrastructure. Second of all, with the support of international partners, but also allocating an unprecedented budget. It was also in the context of post-COVID recovery, in the context of economic challenges that we are facing right now, we launched a program called European Village, that is a massive infrastructure project for the authorities. We ensured an independent assessment of the projects applied, and we channeled in euro for a small country like a Republic of Moldova a budget of something close to 100 million euros that would be distributed in the 22 and 23 across the municipalities, villages, local communities for the projects, infrastructure projects in the communities, decided by the communities, applied by the mayors. The priorities of the program are closely related also to SDG goals that we have, not only 11, but cross-sectoral SDG goals. And last but not least, one point that I want to draw attention, I'm here with the support and kind invitation of our partners at IOM, with whom we have an ambitious agenda of integrating local development and migration flows. Republic of Moldova has in the past 30 years been exposed to a major migration issue or outflow of the citizens, which created the challenges, development challenges for the country as a whole, but also for the communities that became depleted from population. In this context, we have several key areas that we intervene. First of all, we decided to perceive migration as an economic opportunity. So what we do, we created more than 100 hometown associations that keep the relationship between the hometown and the group of migrants that left the country. In the past several years, we have a program called Diaspora Succeeds at Home, where we do a blending of funding, a crowdfunding from the diaspora, projects, resources from local authorities, and resources from the government that are channeled for the local projects. Those projects are selected, implemented by the diaspora association, by the hometown association of diaspora. This year we will be going further. It will be the first year when the hometown association will be taking part in local budgeting process. We have good evidence for now of the participation of the most hometown association in the local budgeting, which means it's a bridge connecting diaspora and the local authorities in terms of what needs to be done for the local communities, which is an important link also in the SDG in connecting the diaspora. And working out or making most of the migration flows. And not the least, after the start of the war in Ukraine, for the first time in history, with no capacity behind, we're hit with a process of incoming migration. Over 700,000 people crossed the Republic of Moldova's territory during the start of the war, Ukrainians and other nationalities that were in Ukraine at that point. Around 80,000 Ukrainian citizens decided to settle in the towns of the Republic of Moldova, which created on our side a huge challenge but also opportunity for the local development. As a government, we created compensation schemes for the local authorities to compensate the costs of maintaining social housing for the refugees, and we allowed all the refugees coming the work permits and established the equal rights on health protection and education rights for the children involved. So that allowed the migrants actually not either leave or concentrate in urban areas, but find economical opportunities in the local small towns. So we are now in the process of building the understanding and capacities, working with migrants that came to Moldova. But that is a good track record in the past year. Thank you very much. Sorry for exceeding the time.
Thank you so much for these examples.